You're 28th yesterday in the sprint, 21st today. It seemed like you had kind of a really balanced race as far as kind of your splits and your standings. Can you just talk about how things went and kind of what you were hoping for today?
Yeah, I went into the race just trying to ski, in my mind, just trying to ski how I ski and use my strengths. There's a lot of good gliding V2 on this course here, and it reminds me a lot of courses that I'm skiing, like Steamboat, actually, which was kind of cool. It was really awesome to have an altitude background on a day like today, which I think helps for pacing. And it was just a beautiful blue sky, cold weather, winter's day, and I loved it.
That's awesome. And were you able to ski with anybody, or were you kind of just doing your own thing?
Lapping through, there was a girl who came up and passed me starting her first lap around 1K, and then I stayed with her until the top of the course around 2K left, 2K to go, and our skis were flying today, so I snuck around her on the downhill and charged into the finish.
And kind of thinking about that altitude component, do you think some of it is mental as far as like you grew up at 7,000 feet, you grew up racing higher than that, and this is a course that's about 5,000 feet. Do you think that gives you a mental advantage as much as kind of the physical advantage of being used to racing high?
Yeah, I think a lot of altitude racing is more mental than physical at this level when people are this fit. I think that the most important thing is to just know that you can't recover as well once you cross that red line. And I think that's the benefit of having experience at altitude, is knowing that and knowing when you're getting close to that red line and realizing that you maybe need to take a deep breath and try to ski smooth and not bury yourself. So I think that anyone is capable of this, even if they've never been to capable of skiing well at altitude, even if they've never been there. Just because of that knowledge of pacing differently, I think.
How are you feeling about kind of your first full period one of racing on the World Cup?
It's been a really, really amazing experience. I'm going home to Colorado tomorrow, but I'm actually a little bit sad to be leaving and hoping to come back soon. I think I've finally gotten more comfortable with the routine over here, and the team has been amazing and coaches, and yeah, it's been a really amazing learning experience. So I'm happy to have had this opportunity.